Okay, hello everyone. So I'm from Brisbane, Australia, and so I thought I'd give you a little bit of the context in which we've done this. So in Australia, the Australian government actually supports open access, and both of our research funding bodies, the Australian Research Council and the National Health and Medical Research Council, both have open access mandates and have had for over 5 years. So there's a very supportive environment. Institutionally, there's also a strong support for open access at my university, Queensland University of Technology. We're a fairly large institution, although mainly undergraduates, but we have around about 1,300 research active staff, and we produce around 4,000 peer-reviewed publications each year. Importantly, we are the home of Creative Commons licensing in Australia, and we have a large research group of legal researchers working in the Creative Commons space. We are very strongly supportive of open access. We endorsed the first open access policy in the world back in 2003, and we now have 48,000 open access articles in our repository. And last year we celebrated our 25th million download, had a big celebration, so that was good. Now, the previous policy required that staff deposit the accepted manuscript of all of their peer-reviewed articles, so journal articles and peer-reviewed conference papers, and also the higher degree theses. So our PhD and Masters by Research theses have been made open access since 2003. And the compliance rates are really high. So on average, about 70% of our academics give us the appropriate version. Or should I say, they give us a manuscript version. To be honest, we're not sure whether it's the submitted or the accepted in some cases, but it's not the published version. There are disciplinary differences. Some faculties are more compliant than others. So what was the rationale for the change? Well, that is that open access definitions now include a reuse license. So in making our articles freely available without a license, they are free to read, but not necessarily open access. So we decided that that's why we needed to do something. And so the revised policy asserts that we will be putting a Creative Commons license on all of the accepted manuscripts and on the digital theses. So we chose the least liberal license for the theses. So the Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, no derivative, because we felt we owed the students a duty of care so that they wouldn't find a chapter from their thesis republished in a journal somewhere. But for the accepted manuscripts, we're putting a attribution non-commercial license on. Now, the legal underpinnings for us doing this is that we have an IP policy that says that the university owns the copyright in scholarly articles and gives the authors the right to sign their own publishing agreements, but subject to the university retaining an irrevocable non-exclusive license to make the article available via QUT ePrints. The approval process took a long time. I had to win over the library leadership, the assistant deans of research, and also the deputy vice chancellor before proceeding through the formal committees to get the policy endorsed. And it was endorsed by University Academic Board in September. However, the implementation is going to be staged. We immediately started putting the Creative Commons licenses on the theses, but initially we're only putting the Creative Commons license on accepted manuscripts where all of the authors are from QUT. Where there are external authors, we're encouraging the authors to have a conversation with their external co-authors. So we'll move into that over the next 12 months. And we have a program of going out to the faculties and talking to the academics about the change in the policy so that they understand what's happened. And this is where I've tried to keep it at the minimal conversation. We pare it down to why we've done it, what they need to do, and what we will do. And for them, all we say is, we ask you to keep a copy of your accepted manuscript, and we ask you to give it to us, and we'll do the rest. So we will apply any embargoes that are required, we will manage all the copyright, we will curate the record, and apply the actual license. All you have to do is give us the file. And we gave them just six things to remember. That open access via our repository is easy, it's legal, we want you to keep a copy of the manuscript, you don't have to pay for open access, so if you have an open access policy you've got to comply with the funder, you can do it without having to pay. And that within Australia, repository-based open access is actually the preferred model over gold open access. And we're here to support you. So that was our message. And so I've been gathering some data to see if it's making a difference. So I compared the 6 months, October to May in 2018, to the same this year. And we found that the proportion of CC-licensed open access items went up from 43% to 68%. So we feel it is actually having a difference. And so the take-home message is that the OA definition has been changed and the bar's been raised to include a license, and that applying a CC license to theses is actually a good thing because it specifies the limits of what people can do with it. And so this reassures the thesis authors that their thesis won't be misused. And that it's worthwhile investigating whether or not this is possible. And where it's possible, it means that you are providing people with an alternative for paying for open access. That's it. Thank you. Questions?